5 years ago, I was the sponsor in the Senate of the Internet Tax Freedom Act. This is a law that was designed to ensure that the Internet would be free of discriminatory taxes on Internet commerce and a variety of Internet activities, and was designed to encourage the growth of the Internet. The law has unquestionably worked. What some state and local officials now seek to do is to change the definition of Internet access, which under current law cannot be taxed. In doing so, what it would do is give states and localities explicit permission to tax what Internet users do once they get online. That would mean that you could have games, music, magazines, newspapers, information services, financial services, research services, or other products or services, in effect facing a barrage of new taxes. The phrase, "you've got mail," Mr. President, would be replaced with "you owe taxes." And that's what this proposal would mean to 142 million Americans with household Internet access. Under this proposal, Mr. President, the consumer could be taxed every time they send an email, every time they read their local newspaper online, or check the score of a football game. I believe that this proposal would make the digital divide in this country even wider. I think the new taxes would restrict growth in the Internet. And I think the American consumer needs to know exactly what some of these taxing authorities are really up to. It seems to me what they really want is either to stop the ban on Internet access taxes from becoming permanent, or they are looking for statutory language which would stick consumers with hundreds of millions of dollars in new taxes each year. Now, those who are making this proposal aren't going to come out publicly and talk about their ideas for taxing email. There isn't a headline in the language that I put into the Congressional Record today that says, "Watch out, our plan is going to tax email." But there is no question, Mr. President, that a clear reading of this legislative language will mean just that.